The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury, and he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. He said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest, for those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. Good soul and skin, good morning, brothers and sisters. Short little gospel, short little homily. Story of the widow's mite. The story that we just heard right here of Jesus telling us about this poor widow in the temple who gives away her last two coins, all she has to live on. Story of the widow's mite reminds me of an old saying that God is only won over by the last coin. Friendship with God is priceless, but its price is always the same. It always costs us our last penny. That's because love is all God is. Love is all God wants, but love isn't love until it's total. That's why Jesus praises this poor widow here in the gospel. I think I mentioned before, I wouldn't have praised this poor widow here in the gospel. I would have told her to keep her money, right? I bet you'd do the exact same thing. But Jesus praises this poor widow here in the gospel. Why? Because love is all God wants. Love is all God is. And he praises it wherever it's found. This isn't generosity. Because generosity gives until it hurts. This is love. Love gives until there's nothing left to give. And just as an aside, do you know this is why no sin can ever be called love? Well, people say, these days people say this all the time. They take sin, especially sexual sins. They say, oh, it's love, it's love. No sin can ever be called love. You want to know why? Because every sin at its root is an act of selfishness. And love is always an act of self-forgetfulness. But that's just an aside. St. Augustine said that this poor widow was actually the richest lady in the whole temple because she discovered the secret of real wealth. You know, they say if you want to be truly rich, set your heart on what's truly valuable. You know, we run around all day long. We think we're running out of time. We think we're running out of money. And we're filled with anxiety and worry and unhappiness galore, right? Right. You ever stop to realize that everything you need for happiness is right in front of you all day long and in abundance? That's because real happiness isn't caused by what you keep. Real happiness comes from what we give away. It comes from what we do for someone else. It's a choice to do what's best for somebody else. That's what love is. That's what this poor widow chose. That's what St. Cecilia chose. Let's you and I choose it as well. And ask for her prayers to help us today. St. Cecilia, pray for us.